Now, here we have, in reality, a very embracing subject, because reality is actually isness. Reality is isness, and unreality is not isness. Our effort trying to make something disappear with energy. And by the way, that's very amusing, trying to make things disappear with energy. They used to talk in the Bible and other places, and they used to say, he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. And somebody said once, turn the other cheek. And what these people were actually saying was, fighting force with force does not bring about anything like a perfect duplicate. Only they maybe didn't know they were saying that. But using force to fight force brings about an unreality. But oddly enough, using force to build force brings about a reality. Isness is a continuous alteration. A continuous alteration gives us an isness. And a not-isness, saying it doesn't exist, gives us an unreality. So there we have reality and unreality defined. Now, how could you use this principle of reality in auditing? Do you know reality is basically an agreement? A mechanical agreement is for two forms to be exactly similar. In other words, one's a copy of the other form. That's mimicry. And we learn by mimicry. If you go in and find a psychotic prancing up and down a sanitarium room, and you simply start prancing up and down the sanitarium room exactly like he's doing, do you know to stop and talk to you? Well, maybe he hasn't talked to anybody for ages, but certainly he now has an agreed-upon reality. And having agreed upon reality, he can get into communication with it. In other words, mimicry is the lowest level of entrance of a case and is a very good thing for an auditor to know. Now, what we know then as reality is the agreed upon apparency of existence. All right.